Thank you for calling customer support. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I wanted to know, I was looking through the Facebook and there was this offer that you would put your name in all this and never said about taking money out of your account, and it just did that. Is that what you guys do?
Ma'am, what is your zip code?
91606.
What's your name, ma'am?
Viola Lopez.
Will you verify your address for me, please?
Caesar. It's 11255 Oxnard Street, apartment number 3.
All right, so you entered to a contest you did a subscription for.
It doesn't say that at the beginning. None of that at the very beginning says anything. It just says your name. You have, and then when you charge the amount, it tells you. And it does at the very bottom, the conditions, it'll say within 14 days it will be canceled. I just did it right now. I need that canceled.
Okay. You just totally confused me just then. So you have a charge
Caesar,
here.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Okay, on the ad, it
Okay,
says about the $2.
let me say this. You entered into a contest. You purchased a contest entry, in other words. At the terms and conditions, it states to you in the terms and conditions that you will be charged for this membership, okay?
Not when you're starting it. It tells you
It's
about.
not, let me please allow me to explain, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
So what happens is when it asks you to enter your account number, it asks you also to accept the terms and conditions. At that time, if the terms and conditions are read, it will
Which I
let
did
you
at
know.
the after.
Excuse me?
After I put the credit card information, it
Right,
takes you
that's
to a different section to say complete,
right.
and then I'll have the terms on the bottom. And I looked at that. Now it does say that if you want to cancel within the 14 days, to cancel it, to call
Okay,
that this number I'm
so
calling.
I'm going to cancel that, but in the terms and conditions, when they were read before you entered your card number, it stated to you that they were going to charge you. So at that
It
time,
doesn't
you
say
didn't.
it. It didn't say, it didn't even have the terms on there. Before I click the very last process, the third step, it shows on the left-hand side about the terms and conditions. So I didn't want to go ahead and say complete. So what I did is I
But
went
stop,
into
okay, well, stop right there. When you said that you had the terms and conditions right there, you have to read them at that point.
I did. Before I
And
did.
then, right, and then at that point, if you don't want to continue, you don't have to, but you cannot enter your card number unless the terms and conditions are accepted. If they're accepted, that meaning you're moving forward with being able to be charged for memberships. At the time when it tells you that it's going to do that, you don't enter your card and go forward.
Well,
But
now I know because I didn't see the terms and conditions until the last step. I didn't see it. I didn't see that. And then in small print, when it, like I
no, it's
said,
not.
when it shows.
It's the same font as everything else. It's not in small
Okay, well,
print.
I didn't see it. I mean, I know as you as a customer service, I'm not going to argue. I'm not arguing against you either.
No,
I just want to cancel, that's all.
it's not an argument, but the naiveness, the lack of saying I didn't know doesn't change that it wasn't there, is what I'm saying. So what I'm
Okay, and
saying
the
to
lack
you,
of at the very beginning, it doesn't even mention that. I didn't see it, and that's why I'm letting you know. Before the it says complete, not thinking it was charged, but when I heard the little bell that some amount was charged to my account, then before I did complete, I go, maybe if I don't, I checked on the terms, and I said, well, maybe if I don't do complete, it's not going to go all the way through. But I checked with the bank, like minutes, within minutes, it was already charged.
yes, ma'am. You just answered
And I
your
get
own.
what you're saying. I get what you're saying also.
Okay,
Okay, not that I don't get it.
you just answered your question when you said you checked the terms and conditions.
Right, but I'm telling you, after I put my credit card information and it takes you to where it says first step, second step, and then the complete, but then another little ad comes on there. I'm like, wait a minute, what is this?
Ma'am,
So I looked at.
I get you. I get you. Of the thousands of
Okay.
accounts we have, the terms, mm-hmm. and like they'll tell me, they say, you know what, I didn't read the terms and conditions, or I did this or that, you know, and I get it. I can go on to another call and you don't have to keep repeating yourself.
All right. Okay.
But let's see here. What it allowed me to do, because it is a valid charge, okay? The charge is valid based on the fact you accepted the terms and conditions, is what I was trying to explain to you.
But it does say on the terms and policies at the very last, if within 14 days, it could be canceled.
Yes, ma'am, and that's what I'm doing now, okay?
Thank you.
I'm canceling it going forward. I have no choice, but I can cancel it. Now, whether I refund it is the question, because the cancellation, you have 14 days to cancel, but the charge is valid. So I'm trying to see what to do about the charge. But in the meantime, I'm going to cancel the account so you won't get billed again, because it's a monthly charge. So the first thing I need to do.
I didn't notice that.
It's a monthly charge. So the first thing I need to do is cancel.
Okay.
All right. So you won't get any more charges going forward. Customer called in to cancel doing
any further charges.
Doing the call to cancel, doing the call to cancel membership. Okay, so your membership going forward, you won't receive any other charges. Okay, so now as far as the charge, the valid charge that you have, let me see what protocols I can do about that. So hold, please.
Thanks.
So what I can do, ma'am, based on this it was just done on the 3rd, and it's a valid charge. I can do 75% refund of that $59.89, which is $59.89, and 75% of that, you'll get $44.91 refund back. Is that okay with you?
That's better than nothing, that's for sure.
Okay, So hold on, okay?
All right.
Let me get the refund back to you. $44.91 refund. Are you sure you want the refund order? Yes. Okay, and I gotta pass this over to the supervisor board to refund that back. So hold on.
Thank you.
All right, so I need you to, let me get you to verify some information for me here, Viola. Hold on, copy your name, paste. Will you verify your phone number for me, please?
It's 818-571-1329.
They verify your email for me.
It's ViolaLopez1964@gmail.com.
And then I have the ID. And refunded 75% of monthly charge. Which is $44.91. And that was $59.89 is the monthly charge. 59.89. Refund 75% of $59.89 monthly charge. $41.71. All righty. That has been submitted. Let me notate here that that's done. Let me check to make sure that was submitted. So the refund was settled to the supervisor, and then now the account needs to be canceled to make sure it doesn't pick up any extra charges, monthly charges. That cancellation number, ma'am, you ready for that?
Yes, I am.
Customer. Okay, there it is. C as in Charlie, 920-508-160.
And who am I speaking with?
Bernadette.
Bernadette, okay.
So when you, if you call
and
back.
What was, now let me ask you something. This charge was going to be taken every month at the what, the first week, second week?
It would have been. I've canceled it now. It would have been you billed
right.
on you billed on the 3rd. So the next charge would have been May 3rd if I had not canceled.
Right. I was
you.
Ready to cancel the account, but I didn't want to go ahead and do that one. Like I said, and not to argue here or anything, but I didn't, you know, and I was curious because I was like, okay, you're asking the information. I went down on that, scroll down. And I didn't see anything, but when I did the next step, when I put the okay that it went through, that's when the terms go on there. And I just started scrolling all the way to the bottom. And when I seen this is like a monthly charge, you know, I'm like, wait a minute. But at the very beginning, it also mentions in order to, they shouldn't have to charge the 59. So whatever the deal is. You know, it's just, I just
what
need to cancel.
Yes, ma'am. What I was
yeah.
just trying to explain to you, ma'am, it's just like any trial period. It could be Netflix. If they tell you you're going to watch, they'll give you free movies for 14 days. The terms and conditions states before you even decide to do that or pay for that or sign up for it. If you don't cancel within those 14 days, we're going to charge you. So at
right.
that time, you have that choice to put card in or not. That's what I was saying. I know you're saying I didn't see you and this and that, but the term,
yeah.
and you probably, you might have didn't. Some people don't read it. But I was just trying mm-hmm. to let you know that it was a valid charge. It's there. It was there because it did it, okay? Number one, it
mm-hmm.
did it. But the thing I was trying to say to you going forward is when they ask you for terms and conditions, they read it's provided that they're read, because if
and
they're
I get
read,
it. I mean,
yeah, and if they're read at that time, you don't have to accept them if right. going for, you know, you don't have to accept them. And a lot of people
I get
say
it. No, and I get it. You're saying, like, you know, before you, like, anything that you put your credit card in that information, you're actually, it's just like signing whatever your account to whoever
right.
without knowing. And I get it. I personally didn't see the terms until after I put the okay of the credit
right.
card.
Right, but they were
yeah,
there,
you know,
though. They were there is what
yeah.
I'm trying to get you to
and
see.
I
they
missed
were
it,
there.
You know,
yes.
and I missed it.
Right,
yeah.
right.
I just missed it.
Right.
You know,
and
I'm like,
going
what's to the other one?
Forward,
yeah.
just be careful with that. It's not, it's, it is, it was a valid charge, okay?
I,
so,
I see what you're saying. Don't,
yeah.
I get it. I get
yeah.
it. And you know what? I never, you know, I've seen them like, okay, you know what? Maybe it is true. And this is what I get. This is my first time. And I learned
right.
my lesson with this one. You
right.
know, it's just like, don't even, and I always, and that's why I use a card that it's a certain amount that's limited. There's nothing
right.
you could do on that card.
Right. And
so,
it's
you know,
okay.
It's yeah.
okay. It's just that the terms and conditions are there for a reason. And
yeah.
if, and once you
right.
accept them, it's going to go forward with whatever it says it's going to do.
Yeah.
But
right.
if you,
I get
if
it.
You, if you don't, if you don't want that done, then don't
no.
continue with the transaction. Yeah.
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 Well,
yeah,
yeah. And like I said, I missed it and I caught it after the fact.
Yes,
and
I
when
got
I
you.
Seen this monthly, I'm like, oh, okay, I've heard
you're
of
right.
this stuff before.
And
so
you're
let me
right.
get
And you called in, but it's not, we got plenty of members that have this, what you signed
issue.
Up for. No, not issued. I'm talking
oh.
about, no, they're actually members of what you're
oh.
saying you don't want. We have thousands
and you know,
of members.
And you know what? My son has entered in so many of these stuff, but it's not like this. And well, there is some that he has, but he's never had this issue. So I'm thinking, you know what? Maybe it is true because he always gets into these contests and he's always winning. Why not
right.
try it, right? And
right.
this was my mistake. It's just something that I didn't
correct.
See.
And it is legit. You know, people
yeah.
are members of it. People pay for the contest entries to win
uh-huh.
the Dyson vacuum cleaners. We get them all the time. They pay. People pay for the gadget club. They get a free
right.
gift, but it's automatically going to enroll
right.
them in the club.
People
we
that
got
are
thousands
in it. Yeah.
of we got
yeah.
thousands of members in
it.
It. But it might not have been a good fit for you, and I get that.
Right.
Yeah, you know.
Right, because it's a monthly thing, and people that might – some people have this little gambling thing that they risk it in. I know, you know, and it's okay. If I had the money, what the heck, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I'm, you know,
but
instead
you
of
did.
Going to Vegas and gambling, I'll just gamble a certain amount a month and
right.
see if I might win something. And I get all that.
Right.
And, you know, and like my son, he wins a lot of stuff. He's won cars. He's won a lot of stuff without him entering. There's only one thing that he does with shoes. That you enter this contest, you pay so much, but he's been very lucky that he's won constantly, right? So I see this, and I'm thinking, okay, it's Walmart, da-da-da-da, you know. Oh, it sounds all good. I'm like, okay, I learned my lesson here, and it's like, don't pull out your credit card, you know.
Well, no, if you, I mean, it's legit thing, so if you want to become
right,
a member of, yeah, do
yeah.
so, but...
You just,
yeah,
you know,
you just need to know that it's going to create some
that's
kind
be
of
that's
monthly.
Every month. Yes.
Yeah.
I get it.
And if you decide to become a member of it later, and as a matter of fact, what was it? What is it anyways? It's the app. It's a meal plan, and it's a digital app. And let's see here. And a lot of people have this particular app.
Right.
That it's an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings. It includes
yeah,
meal plans and recipe guides to eat better and feel better. You got a lot of health conscious
right.
people that really want the app to do this. Now, some might
right.
say, I don't even need to. I don't even, you know, I hear some scenarios about, now, I could have offered you $20 to stay with the program. Even though it's $59.89, you could have done $20 just to see how the app works out. But you just didn't want to
mm-hmm.
do it anyways, right?
No.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
so.
Good.
Yeah, no
okay,
worries,
well,
but
thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful evening, okay? Thanks for calling
you
Customer
too.
Support. Bye.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.